Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Hello. Ew.
I'm sick.
Same.
Welcome to Naturally Nicole.
No.
Oh, I mean to, it's happening with Snooki and Joey.
It's happening.
We're in rare
dying.
Form. We're in rare form.
We're dying.
We're still hungover from last episode with Jenny McCarthy.
Same.
I think we are. I think it all traveled over.
No, but then we missed a week. We missed our episode last week.
Because we were filming special secret stuff.
You guys, we were just so busy. And by the time we realized it was Thursday, we were like, oh my God, we forgot to do our episode.
Yeah, we were working little worker bees.
We love you.
Like Santa's helpers.
Me and Joey were shooting a show.
Yeah.
And hopefully
it'll get picked
up.
I'm not on it.
Joey's, well, still, you were there.
And I even said in my classic line, every time I'm on set, Joey, get out of the shot.
Yep. Everyone said, Joey, get out of the shot. Poor Joey.
That's going to be the name of my tell-all book. When I become famous and all the years I had to wait around and, you know, watch all my friends become famous. And I was like the one that was like, they're always like, Joey, get out of the shot. So that's going to be the name of my book.
When I screw you over and we're not friends anymore, he's going to do a tell-all about me and my life. I can't wait for it.
Do you think anyone would buy it?
Yes,
okay.
I would.
All right.
Then I come to
book
signing.
Why didn't I give you a copy? I'd give you a copy.
Yeah.
After I screwed you.
I know.
And told you the secrets. Well, we're so happy to be back in studio. You actually hear us now.
What do you mean you can hear us?
Oh, no. That was remember that one time we filmed in your office and we didn't know how to talk?
Oh, my God. It was terrible. Everyone's like, it sucks.
It's like you sound like you're in a soup can in Iraq.
No, it was terrible. But let's start. So we just want to start the show with our weekend. We had a crazy weekend because Dina got married on Saturday at a winery in Jersey. And it was beautiful and amazing.
God, yeah.
Me and Joey cried like 10 million times.
We had a really emotional day.
No, it was really sad because Dina recently lost her father. So obviously, you know,
he's
not there. And it was just very emotional. So, it was just a beautiful wedding overall.
It was at a winery. Let's talk about it.
Loretta Winery.
It's in New Egypt. It was beautiful. Check them out. Loretta Winery.
It wasn't in New Egypt.
Yes, it was.
New Egypt's down the shore.
Girl, it was in New Egypt. I put it in the GPS.
That's not where Dina lives, though. Dina lives...
Google it.
Okay.
I'm right. She's wrong.
Well, it was really nice.
So we walk in and it was outside and there's a drone. We're like, what the hell's going on? We thought it was like someone like trying to like steal pictures to sell to the internet, but it was actually Dina hired them.
And she had a shuttle leaving the hotel to the wedding. It was school buses. So me and Joey filled up our water bottles with wine and we were wasted by the time we got to
and
the
And we were pretending like the teacher was like, gonna like, here, like we're on a field trip and like the teacher was going to find out that we were drinking. So we were sneaking. And we called the lady, Mrs. Cooper, who was the bus driver.
I was like, hurry up before Mrs. Cooper sees. It was so fun. And the whole crew was there, except Ron.
Because Ron is doing a business adventure where does he live? In Los Angeles. And he wasn't able to come because he's working
Let's
on a business deal.
Stick to that
deal.
Story. That's exactly what happened. It was beautiful. Everyone was there and it was just so nice to see everyone. I love being with the roomies.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
We all got wasted.
Yeah.
Well, except Mike, obviously. But, yeah. Oh my God, waste cases.
Cases?
We were all waste cases.
A waste cases. That's a new term. I've never heard
waste
that.
Waste-cased. Goodbye.
Who's texting you?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I'm in a group text with the roomies.
Oh.
Me and Joey were so hungover on Sunday. I had him drive home because I was like still drunk. Like, swear to God, if I got pulled over, I would have went to jail.
I wasn't drunk, but I was definitely not up to par.
Well, I didn't. I felt weird.
Yeah, well, of course we drank. Okay, let's talk about how our evening went.
You still drunk?
After the wedding ended, Dina had us back at the hotel, this like fire pit
kind of thing.
And they had all this fun stuff. So we all went out there. She ordered she ordered like 600 pizza boxes of Domino's. So it was like endless Domino's and endless wine and beer.
We were so fat.
And
French fries, cheese fries.
Everyone's like, you know, there was cheese fries?
Yeah.
Where?
There was French fries.
Oh, right. So they said they throw a really cute after party, and like slowly but surely everyone started kind of dwindling down. We're like, where is everyone going? Like, we're supposed to be raging. Night ended with Nicole and I, white girl wasted, drinking red wine, magnums of red wine out of the bottle, laying near a fire.
So like 4:30
in the morning.
Joey was like, should we go home? We were like, no.
We were also plotting the front desk lady's death.
Yeah, we were like, if we liked her. We were like, if we were to murder her.
If we were murderers,
how would we do it?
And we had a whole story themed plan. We're like, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. And I was like, the next morning, like, do you know if someone overheard us?
We would have went to jail.
We would have went to jail because she would be like, these people are threatening to kill me. They're plotting
my
death.
Can you imagine?
But we were like really in deep. I was like, no, we can't do that. It's not, because, you know, the fire's going to burn out before we burn her bones and body. We're going to have to cut her into pieces.
Oh my God.
And like, we're like talking about how we would kill this. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Drunk chatter. I'm sure we've all been there and plotted someone's death.
Well, yeah, just be like, if I were a murderer, how would I do it?
Yeah. It was more of like, you know, what we would do.
So after we had that conversation, we were like, we should go to bed.
Yeah.
Because something bad's going
to
happen.
So we went up to the rooms and
slept.
And then next morning we woke up. Of course, you know, you woke up starving like a fucking wildebeest. So
hungry. So we had
two pizzas.
So this is what happened. This is how we ate yesterday.
Or if you followed our snap.
Sunday,
yeah.
We had pizza for breakfast. So we ordered two full pies for each of us.
Yeah.
Which is like
for the drive home.
Like 12 pieces each. Like how much?
No,
is that?
It's 8 pieces each.
Well, we got a full large pie to ourselves. Ugh. And then for lunch, when we got home, we had McDonald's.
But no, we still had the pizza in the car before we even got to the house. So we had an hour drive back to Nicole's house.
Oh, yeah.
So we ate like half the pizzas. Yep.
And then we got home and we had McDonald's. And then we were like, oh, I'm hungry, like 2 hours later. And we ordered Chinese.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure we both gained like 10 pounds.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like crap. I'm still recovering from eating all that shit.
I can feel this, the glycemic index going up in my body.
I actually have heartburn.
I know. If you notice, I'm a little bit somber. I feel like I'm sick. Somber. Like my throat hurts.
My throat hurts too.
I think maybe because we're screaming like banshees. No,
there's a bug going around.
Something's going around. I think, I'm not sure if it's strep throat or not, but I love going to the doctor. Like when you get sick, like just like a cold, like I don't like being sick, but I like the idea of being sick. Like I like,
well, I like being able to like sit down on the couch and like watch Netflix and be like, I'm sick.
Yeah. And I like going to the doctor and I like going, and then afterward I get to go to CVS and like, it's kind of like,
yeah,
Christmas in a way. You're like, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna treat myself. I'm sick. I'm gonna buy these cough drops and this thing.
I'm gonna
and
put
then,
my slippers on.
And then
I'm
you have
sick.
All your little things that fit in your bed, and like when you get better. So I'm kind of excited that I'm sick.
Well, I like being taken care of. Like Gianni takes care of me. Like my mommy would. Like I like that.
I don't have
your roommate doesn't
that.
Take care of you.
No,
what she's, a bitch.
No, she's not gonna take care of me. She'd be like,
give me the right money.
Yeah, I can't believe how rude. Always asking for money from me.
Crazy.
It's like, who wants the lights on anyway?
I know.
We don't need lights.
All right. So also on Sunday, me and Joey, obviously, you know, we're like lazy and hungover. So we were in my living room all the afternoon. And
I dragged a mattress from Lorenzo's old room and put it.
Yeah,
in,
he was sitting, laying on a mattress on the floor. I was on the couch and we were eating our McDonald's. And first we were watching Netflix, Paranormal Stories.
Which was kind of got a wet or a whistle for the spookiness of the weekend.
Because Halloween was Tuesday.
Yeah.
So then I wanted to show Joey one of my favorite movies by Kate Hudson,
yeah.
Called Skeleton Key.
I've never seen. I don't watch scary movies. I hate them. But this one was actually really good.
If you guys never seen Skeleton Key, you need to watch it. It's so good.
It's not on Netflix. You have to buy it on Amazon for $4.
It was like $4 to rent, but it's about voodoo, and it's just the ending was like really messed up.
I had no idea that Kim. What's her name?
Kate Hudson.
I had no idea she was a method actress. I thought she was just a rom-com actress.
Well, I feel like that was the only scary movie she's ever done, but she did it so good. Like, how good was that movie?
Oh my God, it's my favorite. I'm going to tell all my friends to watch it. The ending is a doozy.
The ending is fucked up, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's not a happy ending, I'll tell you that much.
No. He goes, that's how it ends? I'm like,
did you ever
bitch.
Have a happy ending massage?
No, disgusting.
What would you do before you're married and you're getting a massage by a guy and then he, you know, he flips over and then He's maybe not that hot, but you're like really relaxed and maybe like tired. And then he started rubbing your snurb. Would you like go with her with it?
I would kick him in the face and leave, sicko.
I wouldn't. I would be like, well, if it was a man, but if it was a lady, I'd kick her in the twat and leave.
I don't care who it is. I don't want that.
One time I had a massage and I thought like, there's this men's spa. Cause a lot of massage places are weird with like men going in there cause they think it's like dirty. I don't know, like
a fan. Not gonna happen.
No, like if you go like to like a high end like ladies like spa where they do like facials and like
can I call me in?
They don't like men in there. So I go to this men's spa in Chelsea and it's really cute. It's like very zen, I should say. There's like waterfalls and shit, and it's like anyway, so I was getting massage. Normally the guys that are there, they're like not hot. It's just like kind of like random like guys like doing the massages.
Oh my God. Sick.
But now this one guy, so then I get massaged and all of a sudden this hot, fucking sexy, thick daddy Puerto Rican guy comes out of the back of the thing. And I was like, that's who's massaging me. I was like, oh fuck. I was just expecting this to go there and like not have a guy that I didn't think it was cute. And like, and I had to like hold back my boner the entire time. It was like,
it
was more stressful than it was like relaxing. Cause I was worried the whole time that I was gonna look fat in front of him or whatever it was, but yeah. So that's why that was the last time I got a massage.
Okay, moving on. We're talking about Halloween. Now you're talking about happy endings and jerk offs.
We're on Halloween. Oh, it was Halloween, wasn't it?
How did we get to the massage thing?
I don't know.
I think we're still drunk. All right, so now Stranger Things is out.
Ooh.
Season 2, and I just started it. I'm on episode 3, and it's so good, and I don't want it to end. It's the
whole
Stranger Things.
Now, Stranger Things, that's the one that they put out the whole season. You just watch the whole thing?
Well, yeah, that's what Netflix does.
Right. So I watched only 3 episodes of the last one because I got...
No, you need to catch up so we can talk about this.
So do they find the guy who kills the kid, or do they find that kid that's missing at the end of season 1?
I can't tell you.
Okay. Does that girl with the shaved head, does she grow her hair back out? Or she has short hair the whole time?
In season 1?
In season 1.
Well, yeah, she has short hair.
The whole time?
Yeah.
And why does she carry around Eggos with her? I'm only
oh my God, just
the
watch
costumes.
It. No, you need to watch it.
All right, I'm going to watch it tonight.
These questions are relevant, honestly.
Is she an alien?
No.
She's just a regular girl that like doesn't talk.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
So let's go back into our regular scheduled programming. Favorite things.
Should we even talk about Halloween yet?
Oh no, Halloween.
Well, no, we'll bring that up in celeb gossip because I have a lot of Halloween costumes from celebs I want to talk about. Let's show our obsessions of the week.
Okay, obsessions of the week.
I renewed mine because I'm the one we masked last week. I'm carrying it over.
You look like you're passing.
I don't feel well. I'm quote unquote under the weather.
Your eyes are like swollen.
I'm getting strange messages from phone numbers.
Okay, let's obsession of the week. What is it?
Mine is Brooklyn.
Obsession. Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Brooklyn the past couple days. A couple weeks I've been obsessed with Brooklyn. Here's why. Hear me out. Nicole and I worked in Brooklyn.
Oh.
But that's not why. That was just part of it. I went to a party there for my friend's restaurant. It's called Antica Pesa. It's in Williamsburg. And it's phenomenal. And they went to their 5th year anniversary party there. So I was like walking there with my friends, walking to the restaurant. And I forgot how cute that town is. And as soon as I got off the island, I saw Joan Smalls, who's a big supermodel. And I don't know, I always wanted to live in Brooklyn and I never did.
Because you can't afford it?
Probably, because the area I would want to live in, I probably can't afford, yeah. So I always wanted to live there and I get so excited when I leave. It's like my favorite thing to do. It's like going on a vacation like somewhere else, but you're still in the same city. But
same.
It's my favorite thing to do. And there are such cute restaurants. Everyone's just so cool over there. And there's like, you know, cool shops and little bars and fucking everyone dresses different. It's just like really cool. And okay. I want to live in Brooklyn. I want to live there, but I just want to explore it more. So I'm currently obsessed with Brooklyn and I like to go there as much as possible.
All right. If you're looking for a roommate.
You know what? I wouldn't want to have a roommate.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to.
Never mind, guys. You lost your chance.
But yeah, that's my obsession of the week. I mean, I'm just obsessed with everything about. I went to the concert there. I went to the Katy Perry concert.
Okay.
In Brooklyn. So I've been spending a lot of time in Brooklyn. So I'm obsessed with Brooklyn.
Great.
Okay.
I don't know if I have an obsession this week.
You are obsessed with.
What am I obsessed with this week? You were with me like all week.
I know.
Joey was like sleeping over. We were together every day. Mm-hmm. Girl, bye.
Let's see it end. You're obsessed with
Sissy?
Obsession.
Yeah, well, that's every day.
Sissy's a hot mess.
She's a wild one. She was screaming like a banshee at one point.
Oh my God. Sometimes I just want to like cross over.
And I asked her because the kids fight. I mean, like, all kids fight, but it's like, we have to break it up. They're like MMA fighters, her and Sissy. Like Sissy goes in, she'll like attack Lorenzo.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we let them like if we weren't home, God forbid, and like they were fighting, do you think they would end up like drawing blood from each other?
Yes, of course.
Because they go out.
Sissy draws blood the first hit.
Yeah. And Lorenzo's Sissy's ruthless. And then, but what happens,
Sissy will kill you. Sissy's like JWoww.
She hits Lorenzo and then she runs away and cries hysterically to act like to confuse and throw people off so they don't know what actually happened.
She goes, Lorenzo hit me, but she really just punched him in the eye.
And then
you punched him.
This week we told him that we have cameras and we saw, did you push her off the couch? And he's like, no. She's like, mommy's like, I have cameras. I'm going over there to look right now. If you push her off the couch, I'm ripping that Halloween costume right up.
I'm literally like my mom. Like I remind myself of like an old mom because, you know, Sissy always cries, Lorenzo hit me. And then I'm like, Lorenzo, did you hit her? He's like, no. So then I came up with this genius idea. I was like, well, there's cameras in here. I'm going to go watch it back and see.
And you hit her, we're ripping that Halloween costume.
I'm like, I'm ripping that Halloween costume right up and you're not going trick-or-treating. And I'm like, ew, calm down, mom. And he's like, okay, I hit her. So now, you know, if you need your kids to tell the truth, say you have a camera in the house and you're going to go watch the tape back.
Yeah.
And bam, you get the truth.
It works really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the obsession of the week. Do we have a health and beauty tip?
Health and beauty tip.
Lip and cheek tints.
I think we should make a shirt that says that.
I know. No one bought my Can I Come In shirt.
I know. No one likes you.
If you still want to get your Can I Come In merchandise, we've added some Can I Come In
pop sockets.
Pop sockets for your phone.
And Momo?
Yeah. So go to NicolesCraftRoom.com. On the Etsy store.
Can I call me?
And buy some shit. What health and beauty tips? It's cold out now.
It's cold out. Where's the accent from? It's cold out now.
It's from Florida.
Well, I'm actually happy that it's cold because it hasn't been cold yet. And it's like almost November. It's like, come on.
Remember?
Now it's like windy and like, it's like dark out.
But it can change
spooky.
Any day because it. On Christmas last year, it was fucking 75 degrees.
That was the worst experience of my life. Like that ruined my year.
Like, where do we live? Like Calabasas? Why is it fucking hot on Christmas?
Yeah, that was terrible. The world's ending.
I know.
If you didn't know.
I do know. I do know.
You guys, I'm starving. We ordered lunch and I'm just waiting for it to get here.
Yeah, we ordered
lunch. I got a soup and a salad.
I got a soup and a panini and a tea because my throat hurts.
I feel like we need to start eating healthy because we've been eating so bad lately.
Oh yeah, no, we have to detox, yeah.
Everyone's asking if I'm pregnant.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I want to talk about health beauty tip. Oh, let's talk about how Nicole, forget that. We're jumping around all the time. Nicole and I pulled off the impossible this week.
What?
We had 7 minutes. Nicole forgot her curling iron and all her makeup. So we had like 7 minutes at Dina's wedding to turn her into a glamour doll because we only had literally 15 minutes to get there. We got lost. Yeah.
So this is what happened. We put the address into our GPS and it said like 40 minutes. So we're like, okay, we have like an hour if we get there on time to get ready because the shuttle left at 5:30 and we were going to get there at like 4:30. So we're like, perfect. So we're driving to the hotel for Dina's wedding. And then we realize that we're going the wrong way, but the ways brought us there. So we're almost like down the shore and then it turns us around and then we're heading towards Staten Island now.
Yeah. Like it made,
and it's another 40 minutes.
And like made a mistake and like then realized like, oh shit.
So
and
me and Joey are freaking out.
Tried to throw us off.
And I'm like, what the hell? So then I was like, oh my God, I didn't bring a curling iron. My hair is wet. Like it was a hot mess. And Jenny's like, you know, the shuttle's leaving at 5:30. Like, shut up, Jenny. I know.
So we was like, we didn't have a curling iron. So do you have a curling iron, Jenny? She's like, no. She's like, but because of course Jenny hired a hairdresser. hairdresser and makeup artist to come do her hair and makeup.
Hey, calm down, diva.
And she, so the hairdresser was nice enough to offer us a curling iron. I was like, oh, thank you. So I go there and it's literally, and I give
it to like the smallest wand.
It's the size of like a pen. And we're like, oh my God. So that's why I call it afro.
I had like an afro hairstyle. I mean, I looked hot. I actually rocked it.
Yeah.
But it was terrible.
But we had like no time to get ready and we really pulled it off. I had to put my full suit on.
We got ready in 20 minutes.
There's like all different moving parts.
And we were able to chug wine.
Two bottles. Within
so we got
minutes.
Ready in like 15 minutes and we chugged wine. We are stellar.
Yeah. So my beauty tip this week is if you're in a bind, just work with what you have and make it happen.
Just have a glass of wine and hustle that shit.
Nicole's eyelash fell off in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Just be prepared for anything. Yes. That's my tip.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a safety kit of
eyelash glue. Yep.
A hair curling iron, a
wine,
nail file.
Wine in a water bottle.
Yep.
And you're good to go.
And a female condom.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's start talking about Halloween and costumes.
Yeah.
So this year, you know, we went trick-or-treating at Janice's house, my mother-in-law. We all
just
go
to
there.
Her house or you go around the neighborhood?
No, we all go there and like we have pizza, we get ready and then we just walk around the neighborhood for like 2 hours. It's so much fun. You know, us moms, we carry wine and we have fun with it and the kids just go crazy with the candy. So this year, Lorenzo and my husband were Optimus Prime. And if you know from the movies, it's Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. But instead of me and Sissy being actual Transformer Bumblebee, we were a Bumblebee. So it was like Bumblebee and their Optimus Prime.
Did you have a stinger?
Yeah.
Oh.
So me and Sissy were matching and Lorenzo and Giovanna were matching. So it was really cute.
I don't dress up for Halloween. It's like I used to, but it's like on a weekday and I was like,
and it's like
I'm not going to dress up and like stay sober, but it's like, who's going to get wasted on a Tuesday?
Well, I'm surprised people still go full out for Halloween.
Well, in New York City, they all do because they have the fucking parade in Greenwich Village.
No, but I'm saying like Kim Kardashian and Kourtney, like how do you have time for that?
Well, they
with
went
all your
they,
kids
they went,
and shit.
They went before Halloween. They went on the weekend before last weekend. They went the weekend that we were away.
No, I know, but I wouldn't even have time to like dress up in like all those full out costumes. Well, they did like three.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Like,
so that's a perfect segue into my piece about Kim Kiki Kardashian.
Wait, before
West.
You say that though, I'm really upset that no one hit me up to do my rat costume from South Park.
You fuckers.
Thanks, guys. Like, thanks. Ruining my Halloween.
Yeah, so maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
So Kiki Kardashian West, she had three dramatic costumes on Halloween. I'm going to start with the first one that she pulled off.
How does she have time for that shit?
She doesn't do it.
I know, but like, I don't even have like energy to do that.
She just comes up with an idea like this, like, oh, hang on, you know, it'd be funny. And then like, and then like 700 people, like all she has to do is like sit there and like, I might be saying that wrong. Maybe she does actually sew her own costumes, but I highly doubt it.
Well, Jonathan, your friend.
Yeah, he went.
So
there's a Casamigos tequila. That's George Clooney's tequila. He had a big party in Los Angeles to celebrate. And it was a 70s theme. And all the stars were out there.
All the A-listers. Yeah, that's why we weren't there.
Yeah, they were all there. So it was a 70s theme. So everyone like got dressed up. Cindy Crawford and her daughter Kaya Gerber were there. And they were dressed as like disco divas. And
if we were invited, what would we dress up as? I want to do like a pair thing. What would we do?
Well, they already took the best one. Kim Kardashian and Jonathan Cheban, they took the best one. They did Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, but we're not. I would want to be like hot messes.
We would do.
We
like,
could do like cartoons from the discos. Disco
I would
era.
Do like. We could just like be like hot mess disco, like messy drunk divas. Like I put like cocaine on my nose and like wear like.
Yes,
crazy.
And I could be like a prostitute.
Or maybe I would dress as a woman too. We dress like I dress like a hot slutty whore.
I think we would be go-go disco dancers on. Crack.
Studio 54.
On crack. Or you could be John Travolta and I'll be, Scarface and that girl.
Yes.
We could have been that.
Yeah.
Damn
that's
it.
Good.
I wish we were invited.
Gorge. So Casamigos had the party and Kim and Jonathan went as Sonny and Cher from 1979.
Ew.
They look gorgeous.
They
she had
stunning.
A gold, two-piece little outfit and Jonathan had a tuxedo.
He really pulled that off.
Yeah.
I think he looked good in that costume.
Yeah, that was cute. So they killed that. And then later that week, she went with her sister Courtney as Michael Jackson and Madonna from the 1991
Wait, Courtney
Academy
really
Awards.
Pulled off Michael Jackson.
And I'm glad she didn't do crazy makeup. She just kind of did like the costume and
like the hair.
And the hair.
Yeah.
So Michael Jackson had like, you know, this white tuxedo and leather pants. And some of his signature curly hairdo. And then Kim was dressed basically like Madonna playing Marilyn Monroe. So it was Kim Kardashian playing Madonna playing Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
And they killed it. So I don't know what party that was, though. They went somewhere, but they looked really cute.
Well, there was a little controversy on one of her...
True dat.
One of her costumes.
I think the one before that, she was dressed as Aaliyah, the late singer... Late R&B singer who was
one of my favorites,
died in
R.I.P.
a plane crash at 22 years old.
Angel.
So there's all this drama about they're saying that it's completely inappropriate for her to be a white woman playing a black dressed as a black recording artist. It's like, bitch, it's Aaliyah. It's not. It's a matter. It has nothing to do with her color. It has to do with it's a figure. It's like me being. Fucking, I don't know.
But so we were talking about this before. Demi Lovato dressed as Selena.
Selena Gomez. Oh, no. No,
Selena.
Demi Lovato dressed as Selena, the famed Mexican singer. And Who passed.
Well, I love Selena. Like Bitty Bitty Bum Bum Selena.
Yeah.
But did anyone say anything about hers?
No. I mean, is Demi Lovato Latino, though? She might be.
Is she? Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Halloween's like time to like just dress up. It's not like a political statement.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel bad
people
for
dress,
Kim.
How many people dress like you and no one's calling them out saying, you're a white person dressed as a Chilean?
Yeah. No, that's a valid point.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I don't like, I could see like the blackface costumes. Like, that's like pushing it.
No, she didn't put bronzer on. It wasn't like wasn't about creating a different race. No. It's about creating a character. Yeah.
I just feel like people are wanting to like make trouble out of everything.
Well, she gets a lot of scrutiny because she's
who she is. So,
in the public
comes with the territory.
But
bitch.
You know what? She fucking slayed each of those costumes.
Mm-hmm.
If I was gonna wear one of her Kim Kardashian costumes this year, I would probably be the Aaliyah one if I had the body for it.
Same. Did Kylie sexy. Or
You know, no, because Kylie's pregnant. She's not coming out and saying anything.
I don't think she is.
Pregnant?
I think they're just keeping up with this.
Oh, maybe. Well,
people keep talking about
it. That's why her...
But last year she was like Christina Aguilera and she was so hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And was Chloe anything?
No.
This is weird.
I think
I need answers.
They're supposed to be in hiding. That's why...
No, I need answers. This is annoying now.
Okay, text Kim. Let's see what happens.
I'm texting her right now.
All right.
Like, we need answers.
So I think that's why Kourtney Kardashian went out because, you know, the other two can't be seen on the streets.
And did Kanye dress up as anything?
Kanye Kardashian was not seen either.
Okay.
Maybe he's pregnant.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, but apparently they're supposed to be having twins now.
We'll see. The babies do soon.
Well, you know, it's not in vitro though. Is that the same thing as in vitro?
I don't know.
Because you know what? Couples can't have babies.
I don't really get like all that shit.
I think, but there's a chance when people like can't have babies. Like, you know, a lot of my sister's friends, they weren't able to have babies. So they had to. Oh, no. That's not in vitro. In vitro is when they inject you with like the person who can have babies. They like make you have babies. And then you end up having like 12 babies.
Oh, my God.
But this is different. This is just a surrogacy. Oh, stop with that big
surrogacy.
Word.
Surrogacy. Stop. Goodbye. What else is in the news?
Oh,
we have a breaking news.
Breaking news.
Joey, let's hear it now.
Okay, but let me pull it up.
Oh my God.
One moment, please.
I didn't believe this until I actually read it with my own eyes.
Yeah, my own two eyes.
My throat hurts.
I told you we're sick.
My God.
What kind of medicine do you think we're going to get? Do you think I'm going to have to get a shot in my coolie?
I want NyQuil. I love NyQuil.
Okay, here it is. Let me get to my good thing. Some other costumes, some other notable costumes, just so as I get my other piece.
Oh, okay.
We're
multitasking here.
Nikki Kardashian, what's her last name?
Who?
Nicki Minaj went as Barbie, stupid, with her big fake ass.
Well, she is a Barbie.
No, she's not. Oh! Oh, are we okay? Oh, we forgot this one.
What?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, we'll do that after the other one. Okay. We have two breaking news stories.
So, if you saw in the news, there was like, you know, there's all this scandal. Everyone's coming out of the woodwork about someone who was touched when they were younger or sexually harassed. And now it's happening with in the gay community as well, because Star Trek's Anthony Rapp accused actor Kevin Spacey of like touching him when he was 14 years old.
Can you imagine?
He was accused, Kevin Spacey, of making a drunken sexual advance toward him.
Oh my God.
He was just 14.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the allegations in an article published in BuzzFeed this weekend, and then hours later, Spacey went online to set the record straight. And
this was on his Facebook? Was it on Facebook?
No, it was on Twitter.
He did like a public statement.
It was on Twitter. Or maybe it's Instagram.
Read his full statement.
Okay. Wait, I need a sip of water. Before I perform.
This is like a big deal.
Okay, I'm going to drink here. 1 second.
Ew, cow.
Okay. And I quote. This is from Kevin Spacey. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Anthony Rapp as an actor. I am beyond horrified to hear this story. I honestly do not remember the encounter. That happens to me a lot too, though. If I was drunk and made a sexual pass at someone.
Oh my God, you do it all the time.
I know.
I could.
Just not to 14-year-olds.
Well, yeah.
I honestly don't remember the account. It would be over 30 years ago. But if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. And I'm sorry for the feelings that he describes carrying with him all these years. This story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know that there are stories out there about me that some have been fueled by the fact I have been so protective of my privacy as men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose to live now as a gay man. Girl, I want to deal with this baby here honestly and openly, and when examining my own behavior. Kevin Spacey. So Kevin Spacey's gay.
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
I had no idea.
I never would have guessed.
No.
Right?
I know. He doesn't come off as, you know, but again, he doesn't really get his personal life out there. So I don't really know. He's not the kind of person you would say, like, worry about his sex life. He's not like a sex symbol.
Yeah. Like I would never. Yeah.
For me, he is. Cause I would totally hook up with him.
Well, now Joey's excited. Cause he's like, yes, he's on my team. I have a shot.
I do have a shot.
How old is he?
He's like in his 50s. 58-year-old.
Well,
I totally hit it. Is my dad 58? My dad's older.
Breaking news.
So
I'm glad he's coming out now.
Oh, Spacey was 26, allegedly invited Rapp to his Manhattan apartment to a party one night, during which the teenager became bored and went to watch television in Spacey's bedroom until after midnight. Rapp then realized that the other party guests had gone. Spacey allegedly appeared and sort of stood in the doorway sick.
Ew.
And Spacey was kind of
like,
swaying.
Can I call me?
Yeah, Spacey was kind of swaying and got the impression the actor was drunk. Rapp then, well, first of all, where do you find a 14-year-old friend when you're 28 years old?
I know, why would you invite them over to your party. Adult drinking party?
Yeah.
Weird.
Rapp said that Spacey then picked him up like a groom picks up the bride over the threshold. So.
Oh, no, die.
But I don't like squirm away initially because I'm like, what's going on?
Ew.
Then he lays down on top of me and he said he was trying to seduce me. I don't know if I would have used that language, but I was aware that he was trying to get with me sexually. Spacey was like pressing onto him and tightening his arm.
Stop. Tightening his what?
His arms around me. It was a frozen moment. Rapp had, in terms of fight or flight freeze, I would just lay there and took it.
You would.
I know, of course. I was like, what's happening? What's happening?
It's happening?
He continued. I saw on the counter next to the sink, a picture of him having his arm around a man. So I think at some level, I was like, oh, he's gay, I guess. And I opened the door and was like, okay, I'm going home now. So that was it. He didn't take his penis out or rape him or anything.
He was like all over him. That's weird. He's 14.
He was drunk,
can't imagine.
Though.
I know, but
that's, he follows me in front of the door of the apartment. As I open the door, he's leaning in the front door frame. He's like, are you sure you want to go? I said, yes, good night. And then I left. Okay. So, yeah, I think that That was really brave of him. Oh, that's the boy. Well, he looks like he's 14 now, and he's like,
yeah.
How old is he now? That was his, whatever. So we're excited that Kevin Spacey is finally living her true self, his true self.
Yeah, I mean, the circumstances weren't great for why he came out, but he came out and now he's living his life how he should be.
Do you know that Michelle Pfeiffer, do you know that Jodie Foster's a lesbian?
Yeah, that happened a while ago.
Do you know that Queen Latifah's a lesbian?
Is she?
She's not, but I think she is.
Well, don't make claims like this.
Well, they know. We already told them, don't trust me with real news, but I'm sure she's a lesbian. Who else is a lesbian? A brat is a full lesbian.
I think everyone is a little gay.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Even me.
You're a little gay?
No, I'm a little straight.
Ew. Well, yeah, because you hooked up with girls once.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's gross.
If someone's like 100% gay, like 100% straight, like, I mean, I wouldn't just because it's funny. Of course, I made out with thousands of girls because I thought it was funny. But like, Gianni wouldn't make out with a guy because he thought it was funny. You know what I mean? Like, at least like all these straight guys are like, oh, it'll be real funny if I grab my friend's wiener and stuck my tongue down his throat. It's like,
but that's what little boys do. They like grab each other's wieners.
I know, that's, it's like playing around. But like, you know, I do think everyone's a little gay. They wouldn't, everyone's a little bisexual. I should say that.
No, same. I agree. I definitely agree.
You find women attractive sometimes.
Yes, I love women. I think women are beautiful.
Nicole has a new, Kate Hudson's her second lesbian crush. Not lesbian crush, second girl crush.
Yeah.
Jenna Chihuahua Tatum is her first, but she went on record this weekend.
Yeah.
I had to write it down in the book.
I admitted it.
She likes Kate Hudson. Is it because she has Fabletics and you want to buy some of her clothes?
No, I've loved her. I fell in love with her on that movie, what's it called? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Goldie Hawn.
Oh, see, I was trying to trick you.
She's my girl crush. Of course I know where mom is.
Why have I been breathing so heavy lately? Do you think I'm going to die?
I just think you've been eating terrible and it's like...
But I haven't gained any weight.
Joey has been breathing really bad lately.
Do I think I have
like
asthma?
This. Like you breathe like this.
I've been having to delete it out of my snaps lately because I sound like I just climaxed. But it's really I just walked around the corner.
No, but that's how you breathe. Stairs. Even when you do my makeup, you breathe like that, like in my face. Like,
does it smell?
Not all the time.
I brushed my teeth today.
Joey hasn't showered in 2 days.
You know what? I don't know if anyone knows this about me, but I...
He doesn't shower, guys.
I don't shower ever. Ever.
Like, that bothers me.
I can go like a month without showering.
But you're like me on Jersey Shore. Like, I never shower.
No, I know. Not because I choose. It's like, I...
You know, you choose not to. You don't want to.
I don't want to. And I don't smell. If I smell, it'd be one thing, but I don't smell. And the reason why I hate getting wet. I'm just like a cat. I hate getting wet. Like if I'm in the rain, like if I'm in the rain and get caught and I get my clothes get rained and I have wet clothes on me, I'd rather go fully nude, even though I have a disgusting body. And like, I would rather go nude than have wet clothes on me in public. And if I get, like, it's like, hate getting wet.
Oh, this reminds me.
Unless I'm in a pool and I have a cocktail.
So me and Joey have been discussing. Well, after I say this, then we'll do our other breaking news.
Certainly.
But me and Joey have been discussing, I suggested that he do a live cooking segment so you guys can like come and you can watch Joey cook. You can have wine with him. You can try his food. And I just think it would be like a really good thing for you because you love cooking. That.
I went to my friend.
Joey went to a cooking class.
My friend Abe is a sushi chef.
Oh my God.
And sushi chef.
Sushi chef. Sushi? Sushi. Ew.
No, sushi chef. And he teaches sushi classes. So I went to a sushi class and it was the coolest thing ever. So me and my friend Leah, my friend Jennifer went and we had such a good time. And what happens is you see behind the bar, behind the thing, and there's like, everyone has their little seats. It's almost like a little like counter. And
it was like the chew, but like, a class. Yeah, it was cool.
A class.
It looked cool.
So like everyone would like get to participate. Like I would like make it just say I would like, you know, do like my Sunday pasta, Sunday gravy or pasta, Sunday sauce, whatever you want. And I say that was the day I did. So everyone would sign up for the Sunday sauce class and you'd come and then you would like, you know, I would like show you basically, I'd be performing on the little thing.
Yeah.
But like it's interactive. So I'd be like, someone come up and help me chop this onion or someone come up and I'd have everyone come up and do things. And then when you leave, and so everyone would make it. And at the end of when the meal's done, we'd all get to sit around, eat. We'd be drinking wine the whole time. And then you go home with a recipe card. So you have your recipe card. And then of course I'll take pictures with you. And I'm trying to find a space.
I think it's like meet and greet with Joey, but also like he loves cooking. And I think this is something that would be amazing. So
Yeah, and on
you guys hit us up and let us know. Tweet Joey and tell him if you would come.
Yeah,
because then he's really gonna do it.
At Joey Kamaska. I can't just rent the space out and start and then I get like no response. That'd
yeah, like
mortifying.
No one comes. Like
and
cool.
I'll be like, Nicole, can you come eat my food with me at my class? No one's here. It's just me and my dad and you.
Some.
Yeah. So what would we call it though? Kiki Cuisine.
Yes.
Kiki Cuisine Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, and then every class I would do a different thing. What kind of classes would I do though? Like Italian pasta night, that'd be one of them.
Yeah. Well, Joey can cook Mexican. Anything. So I think you should start off with Italian because you're Italian. And yeah. That's like what you and Poppy cook.
Yeah.
So I would do Italian. You would do Mexican.
Uh-huh. I love Mexican.
What about?
I would do my those tacos that I did.
What else?
I would do taco night.
I think you should do like appetizer night. Like if people
wine
have
wine and cheese party. Yeah. Like wine party. Like.
No, because Joey helped me.
Why are you putting your tit on the table?
Joey helped me. Look,
she has literally one tit on the table. And she's just like holding it there. Like, okay.
I'm tired. Heavy? No, I'm just like getting comfy. Like girls, you know, when you're getting comfy, you grab your boobs. Like it happens. So Joey actually helped me for Christmas Eve. He was helping me get all the appetizers ready. Yeah. And it was like so easy, but it looked so good. And it was delicious. I think you should do an appetizer class as well.
Yeah. Like just a cocktail party. Kiki cocktail party.
Yeah.
And then I'll do cocktails. I'll make specialty cocktails and I'll make like four different appetizers. And you guys can all help me. I mean, you don't think they'd want to like all make their own individual things to take home. It's more about the experience of having it there and eating there.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Would you come to one of my classes for a surprise?
Yeah. If you give me an appearance fee, like I'm not.
Like, can I pay you in macaroni
free.
Or no?
Pay me in wine.
Okay.
Of course I'm going to come.
Yay.
If my schedule allows it.
Well, let me check. Oh, look, we're wide open.
I'm booked. Yeah. I can't make it.
Okay. So
breaking news, go to the other breaking news.
Oh God. Okay. Should we introduce it by song? I think I'll take one of the parts of the people and you take the other part. Which one are you taking? Boy or girl?
What do you mean?
I'm going to sing a line from the one person and then you sing a line from the other person as we introduce it.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the girl. You do the girl. I don't know any
of
the
girls. I'll do the girls.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, let me think.
I'll do the girl first. Ready?
Okay.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
But I'm going to say sorry. Oh, oh, oh. I don't want to be in your body.
I don't know if that's the words. So it's Justin and Selena.
Justin Timberlake and Selena.
No, not Justin Timberlake.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Seen together.
They were seen in his Hollywood scene canoodling at his house. So they were like spend the whole day together and they were in his Beverly Hills home or wherever the hell he lives. And there was like pictures of them through the window and she's like wearing a comfy, like she obviously slept over or something. Cause she's like wearing like pajamas and like she has like a scrunchie in and they're just like hanging out on the couch and like standing up canoodling. I mean, it wasn't a full embrace, but they were like face to face. Like, I don't really know what they were doing. It was like, were you checking for something on my face? Like what's on my face?
No, they're definitely banging again.
Yeah.
And I think
tell us
what's
why.
Nice. So
enlighten us.
I think it's please. I think it's because Justin's like, I feel like he's a new kid now. Like he's doing good. He's not being like the asshole that he was. And he kind of grew up and I just think he's in a good place. And Selena sees that. But I also think that like she had that scare of, you know, the surgery.
Yeah,
and
she
wasn't
switched,
sure if she was going to be okay or
she
not.
She switched kidneys with someone.
Yeah.
She gave her best friend a kidney.
Yes.
Or a liver.
Her best friend gave her something. Like
she needed
an organ.
No, her friend needed the organ.
No, she needed it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So her friend gave her like an organ and maybe it just made her think about life and like, you know what? This can end anytime. And
put things in perspective.
Yeah. And be like, you know what? I love him and I just need to go. So I'm actually happy that they're together because I think they're both in a really good place.
We're not together, but they are kikiing.
It looks like they're making out. They're definitely, bitch, they're banging.
Let me get this picture back.
They are banging. We're not dumb. I know what's going on in here.
I'm not going in there. So that's just a shout out to them.
Shout. Can I call me in?
To Dana and Chris.
Dana and Chris.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ew. What is this? Oh, Selena Jessica, hang out. I'm going to read some quotes from the thing. It was a kidney transplant.
Yes.
The former Flames spent Sunday night together at Bieber's mansion in Los Angeles and seemed to be getting it along famously. Yeah, the pictures are all over. I went to the Daily Mail and I saw him there. White t-shirt, Justin in red t-shirt. LA Mansions. She has her hair in a scrunchie. She looks like she just got done having sex. She looked relaxed at his ex-swanky home.
A swanky home.
They have a dog. How long did they date for?
I have no idea.
What are you texting?
I'm just looking up news. Do you have any other news?
Yes.
Wait, what else do we have?
Let me go here. Hold on.
Hold on, please.
Kevin Spacey, Kardashian. I did that already. Pratt. Okay, so I have some gossip on. There's two stories related to one person. What's her name? Selena, not Selena. Jennifer. The blonde girl that was married to Chris Pratt.
Oh my God, Anna Faris.
Anna Faris.
Wait,
okay.
I'm not okay with this news.
So I told you this news this weekend.
God damn it.
No. That's not the news I'm breaking.
Oh.
I'm breaking the story. This is bittersweet because she has a book coming out. It's based on her podcast. It's called Unqualified, and she has a podcast. So go over there and check out Anna Faris's podcast because we support each other in the community.
And we're trying to get her on our show. So
go over there and say, yeah. So she has a podcast, and then she has a book coming off her podcast called Unqualified.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm going to piggyback off what you just said.
What the fuck was that? I'm dying.
Where's my tea? What time is it?
You need Jesus. Wait, keep going.
I was not coming for 10 more minutes.
That was funny, you just said that.
So she has this book out. So the book was written before... before they announced a divorce. So there's a lot of like stories about her and Chris in there, and she didn't take out. I mean, I guess she like edited it a little bit, but it wasn't taken out. So she was telling stories about how before her and Chris were together, they were on the set of a movie where they were working together, and he would help her. She would be like the best wingman for him because she would help him like hook up with girls. So they'd be all like the background actresses and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd be like flirting, throwing themselves at Chris. And she'd be like, oh my God. And she thought it was kind of like funny to bro out with him. I think that's how she ultimately landed him because she was like, she was just so chill. Chill. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she helped him like hook up with girls. Like, oh, my friend, Chrissy, he wants to go on a date with you tonight, go out. And then he would like help him get laid. But then she'd probably go home like secretly and be like, oh, I really want him.
So she realized, I like him.
So she had to figure out a way to like make him see her, not just like as a tomboy, like best friend, but as like a lover. So she sucked his dick. I'm like kidding.
We're going to have
to disinfect these microphones.
I know. I think I'm dying.
So she said that on their first date in this book that she was like trying to like be like so goofy, and he like there was like a fly like flying around them, so he swatted it down, it landed on the table, and without missing a beat she just picked it up and ate it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So he thought that was like super cool, and then little did they know, but they found out that they both collect dead bugs.
Ew.
So that's like a thing that they
but do they put it in like a petri dish and like
yeah
frame
I think
it?
You can put it in a resin. Yeah, like a clear like plastic
frame.
No, you pour like the gel. It's like gel you pour over it and then it hardens and becomes like...
Oh, like a fossil?
Yeah, so it's like you can see it. Okay. Like, you make jewelry out of that, actually.
Okay.
So that was that. And then she told a story about how she was always so embarrassed. So like she never wanted to look like thirsty ever. So one time she made him dinner. This is when they were dating. She made him dinner and like she... And he was like 2 hours late and like she was like so upset and she felt like she was getting played or like she felt so dumb that she spent her whole day like making dinner for this guy. So then she got so pissed off that she left. So he got home, like she wasn't there. And he's like, and he's expecting to have dinner when he got home. And she was like, she just like left and went to a bar or a restaurant near like the house or something. So like, it wasn't like, I'm not going to sit here and look thirsty waiting for a guy. So she like left. And that ultimately kind of what sealed the deal with them. But now they since split because she talked about that. She did feel a little bit of tension because
this is so sad. I can't.
But she was, you know, she was super famous before he was, and she had a kind of her time and her prime. And then he kind of like went from zero to 200 from a, like, you know, little show on The Office. Was it The Office or Parks and Rec?
Yes.
And then going on to do feature films and being with leading ladies like Jennifer Lawrence and like doing all these shows. And she only really is working on this show called Mom, which she's like co-star of. And it's like not a huge, like, you know, not Emmy nominated head or anything. So it's like, she feels like defeated a little bit. Like, you know, he's moving, he's doing all this stuff and I feel not inadequate. So she admitted all that in her little book. So it's going to be a good read. I haven't picked it up yet. If it's not, I don't know if it's in bookstores yet or on Amazon, but look for it. It's called Unqualified by Era Faris. So now we were on the phones this morning. I was on the phone with Anna and she told me she has a new boyfriend.
So
what was his name?
He's a producer. He's a cinematographer. Is that how you say it?
Exactly how you say it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a cinematographer. Are you sure?
No, you asshole.
What is it?
Cinematographer.
Well, yeah, that's what he does. And I mean, you can't really replace Chris Pratt.
I'm not physically anyway. And he's like so funny. Hold on. Let me find out what the guy's name is so we can rat him out. And I want you all to send him hate mail and say that you'll never be Chris Pratt. I'm like, hey, don't do that.
No, they probably will, though. I don't know. I really like Chris Pratt.
Everyone does.
But he's like skinny and like he looks totally different than Chris Pratt.
Oh, my God.
Do you think they're dating or they're just like friends?
Chris Pratt or this pretty person?
No, this new person. I mean, you don't know. Did she confirm it?
Okay, so Anna Faris, her new boyfriend, were snuggling in Seattle on a lunch date.
Canoodling with some wine.
So romantic movie lovers are still getting over his split with Chris Pratt. Oh, wait. Scary movie star looked happy as a clam and held hands with a cinematographer on a romantic seafood lunch date. She's having a glass of white wine. Actually, they're sharing a bottle of white wine. I'm going to say it looks like a Sancerre. She's 40 years old.
Oh my God. She looks amazing.
Yeah. They were holding hands. Yeah. They're definitely like doing something because all the pictures here, that's not something that you do with your gay best friend.
Wait, what are they doing?
They're holding hands.
We hold hands when we're drunk so you can keep me up.
Yeah, but she's sitting there and she's looking into each other's eyes. Maybe she's saying, I can't have one more glass.
Yeah. Can I have one more glass, puppy?
But he's not. His name's Michael Barrett's.
Anna Barrett's.
His movies include Ted and Zookeeper. So he obviously has an animal fetish.
Wait, what does that mean, though? Like a cinematographer?
I don't know. He like makes the movie.
Like he's... the video person, like he holds the camera. What does that mean, Ben?
Sorry, say again.
What's a cinematographer? What's that mean?
Cinematographer is they are the guy handling the camera.
Oh, so they're actually filming it.
So like you're James Cameron and I'm the cinematographer.
And I'm holding the camera.
Like, now get close to Rose's face.
And then
I really want to see.
Like,
and you tell me, first time you're James Cameron, and I'm the cinematographer on Titanic, and we're working on the scene.
Okay.
Tell me what to do.
Okay.
Do it now. I'm working.
I'm James Cameron.
You're the director. I'm the cameraman.
Okay. All right. Ready? They're on the boat and they're doing that scene.
Okay.
Where I'm king of the world.
What do you want, boss?
Get that shot. Zoom in. Zoom in. Now. Up.
Rose's face.
No. Cut.
Do you want me to get on?
Damn it.
Rose's face.
You missed the shot.
Reset Leo, Rose. Leo, Jack.
Quiet on set.
Kate, Leo, get back on.
Do it again.
Okay. So I'm going to do a from the top. Quiet on set. Quiet all around.
Joey, get out of the shot.
Remember that lady kept yelling at you?
Who?
Oh my God, Nicole. Did I talk about, we didn't talk about that.
What?
Oh my God, she was such an embarrassment.
What'd I do now?
Well, they were trying to do, we were shooting this little show and they were trying to do like the opening credits and Nicole's passed, they stood her there.
Stop.
She was supposed to look sexy.
Wait,
like,
they
she was supposed
to look
bad.
Look
no,
sexy.
No, confident and badass.
Yeah, it's me doing a cartwheel. Like what?
So she was like confident and badass. So she's sitting there. Everyone's supposed to be like, you know, just standing. It's like one of those ones where the camera pans out and like shows everyone's face.
No,
kind of,
kill me.
You're supposed to look at it and be like,
it's called
like,
the
yeah,
hero shot.
Hero shot. So they're trying to get the hero shot and everyone else is standing there like looking badass.
No,
just,
kill
like,
me.
Know, just
kill
smirking
me.
And like looking around.
No, kill me.
And just like moving, shifting their body slightly.
Please stop, I want
to
hide.
The camera gets to Nicole. She starts throwing her arms in the air and going, what's up? And
like,
like giving up peace signs. And, like,
I'm like flicking my hair back and forth.
And flipping her hair back and forth. Then she starts dropping, like dropping it like it's hot. Like, the camera passes her. She'll drop to her knees and like jump back up like a stripper and like shake her hair off. And they're like, Nicole, okay now. And they tried to, it was like a Saturday Night Live skit. they were like saying, okay, Nicole, why don't we joke? Try maybe just like say a little bit more still. And she still didn't get it to the point where, like with her hands, she kept moving her hands. Going, I feel like I was up, like moving her hands like crazy. And when people, the camera would pass her, like,
I feel like a Backstreet Boy,
less hands, no dance. They're saying no dancing. Oh, that's what she was dancing to. Dancing. And it took 75 times for it to come. Finally, like, we're like, okay, cut. So I was like, Nicole, and I go over there. She's like, what do you want me to show me what to do? So I made her, I had to put her hands in her pockets so she wouldn't fucking take them out of her pockets because she kept throwing her arms in the air. And then I tried to, like, you know, but, and she still kept flipping her hair. And then like 75 producers came out and like everyone was yelling. And finally it was like, it was just a hot mess.
They were just like, forget it.
Forget it.
But don't tell me to be sexy because then I get awkward because I'm like not sexy.
Yeah.
So I got nervous and I just did weird things.
It was hysterical. Everyone's like, what is going on with this girl? These other people on set that like never met her are like, what is happening?
They're like,
is
she okay? Weird. I was nervous. Well, that was that. Any more news?
Yes. Let me sign some.
Wait, my throat really hurts.
Yeah.
I think it's because were we screaming?
At the wedding?
I feel like we were screaming. I feel like we were at a concert or something.
Could be.
Where's my soup?
It's coming.
All right. So any more news before we get going today?
No, I think that's all for news. Anything in your life that you want the fans to know? Any closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts. You go first.
It's kind of deep though.
What? Are you going to cry?
No. Well, what happened this weekend was, it happens, what did I, oh, because I was texting with my ex.
Oh my God.
I think
Joey cried.
I didn't cry, did I? Oh, but where was I? At my house. I was at your house.
Yeah.
My other house. Yeah. My closing thoughts are, I think I'm going to be open. I have to stop being scared of things I'm terrified of this year.
Yes.
And I need to just get over things and like learn to be open to more things. Like I haven't had sex in like 3 years.
That's insane.
And I think I'm gonna be open to it, but I need to be open to it with the right mind space. Like I don't want to like get attached to the guy I'm having sex with, but I also don't want to be like a dick to him. Like you're only a fuck buddy. So I'm gonna try to be open to the idea of meeting, getting out there and meeting people, but I have to be very cautious with doing it. So that's what my final thoughts are.
Okay. That's a good,
I think, you know, idea. I think I've been taking my testosterone for about 6 months now. Do you think my voice is changing at all?
No, your voice hasn't changed one bit.
Okay.
Which is good because I didn't want it to change.
What about now?
Ew. No,
Nicole, come on. You can't, I can't do this.
I literally cannot
I can't control my voice. I can't control it.
If that's how deep it's going to be, this is over.
Come on, Nicole. You're being a bitch.
Ew.
Girl. How would I still sound girl though? I'd be like, girl.
Say yes, queen.
Welcome, girl, Kiki. Like no. How... I'm trying to sound deep, but gay.
Say yes, queen, in your deep voice if it changes.
Yes, queen.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, my God. No, no, no.
Oh, you got to wait. Oh, and also, I'm going to try to, I want to go see Dr. Trutella this year.
Okay. Well, Joey really wants to get his boobies sucked out.
Yeah.
So we might go do that.
Yeah, Dr.
Maybe
Trutella.
We'll live stream it.
I want her to be in the operating room when I have my breast reduction.
No, I can't even deal with blood. And they're going to open your titty? Like, no, I'm not doing that. Let's see in that shit.
Will you wait in the waiting room with me with good wine? Can you drink the same day?
No.
Okay.
Because you're already fucked up on drugs, so you don't need to drink. You'll be fine.
Can you drink like while I'm in there? Like before? Well, like,
drink because I'll be nervous.
We can't get wasted and then go to the doctor's office and get it cut open?
No. Okay. Bleed out.
All right. Well,
all right, we love you guys. Stay fabulous, and we'll be seeing you next week. And we hope you had an amazing Halloween.
Yes, we had. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.